Okay, we're picking up the last line of Chav Zayin Amabez, words of Elo Shel Nashim Olub Nei HaKavod. So the Mishnah ended off that the woman's the coffin, you don't bring it to the set it down in the middle of the streets because of the covet of the woman, out of respect for the woman, because it's not appropriate. It's not we're going to see because it might have blood. So the Gemara is going to discuss this. Amrin Ha'adai Lo Shana This Halacha. I'm never bringing down the woman's coffin and sending it down is only elachai, a woman who had died during childbirth, because then she was going to have blood flowing, which would be very embarrassing for her. Aval shar nashim anichin, but the rest of the women who die, they would be able to set their coffins down, not be a problem to see again, she was covered obviously, but there wouldn't be blood flowing out, so it wouldn't be embarrassing. However, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar Amar Afilu Shar Anashim, no, even for other women, we do not do this practice. Why not? Because Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, Vatama Sham Miriam Vatikaber Sham. Miriam was died there, and she was buried there. It sounds like she was buried immediately. Samach Lemisa Kvura. This implies that right after Miriam's death was her burial. So we see that they didn't delay Miriam's burial, even for a moment, even though she did not die in childbirth. So we see a raya that you should you shouldn't put the burial, you shouldn't put the body there in front of everybody. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, Miriam also died through a kiss from Hashem. The Gemara tells us in Bava Basra that six people, they were taken by Neshika. They were Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So the Gemara has rayas for that, and the Gemara talks about it over there. So Miriam over here, the Gemara brings a raya. Aisa, Sham, Sham, and Moshe, we have the word of Sham, Sham, like a Gezer Shavah, the word by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says by Moshe that he had died Sham, and we learn by, and it also says by Miriam that it said, right, Vatama Sham Miriam. So we learn, so why doesn't it tell us though? Say explicitly, because by Moshe it says, Al Pi Hashem, so we learn that he died by Mises Neshika. So the Gemara says, because it would be inappropriate to say such a thing, that God has a neshika with a woman. That obviously, so therefore we don't make reference to that. Which is, I heard once from Rav Ada Shlita, he was talking about, he mentions how the Christianity is like a real, not just Avodah Zarah, but like just the nature is such a terrible thing, because this whole idea that God could cause some, like, to even such suggest a thing with a woman, and then to suggest thing is just, it's worse than Avodah Zarah. It's so bad to suggest that idea. Anyway, so we see that here the Torah doesn't even say Al Pi Hashem for the Gnai of Miriam. So that was to show that the kavod, it's not appropriate. So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Ami Lama Nismucha Mises Miriam the Parshas Parah Aduma. So why was the death of Miriam mentioned next to the idea of Parah Aduma? We see that Parah Aduma was mentioned right over there immediately following the death of Miriam. So what do we? Why? Because Amar Lacha Ma Parah Aduma Chaperes and Parah Aduma is atonement. We know that this parah should come and be a kapara for the parah of the Tos explained it, right. I think Rashi Chumash quotes this that Yava Parah V'Chapera Parah, that the Parah Aduma was B'Mechaper on Chet Ha'Egel, the part that the Klal Yisrael made in Avodah Zarah. We're going to read about that soon. So that's why. That we have this is also a kapara. Af misas a tzadikim mechaper. So too, the death of a righteous person is a kapara on Klai Yisrael. Nachmanso, we had a lot last year, so we have to do it. The Meiri explains the whole idea of a tzadik dying is that we were supposed to be moved to do tshuva. Look, Hashem took away this tzadik from us. He took away this presence, this such a holy person. And last year, it was just 3 years. We lost three in one day. We lost Rav Tversky, who's such a special person, and Rav David Soloveitchik, and Rav Yitzchak Shiner, Mamish, in one day. Obviously, we need to be doing tshuva and ma'isim tovim. So anyway, that there's an atonement, there's a kapara, a to Klal Yisrael when a tzaddik dies. Amar Belazar, similar. Why is the death of Aaron mentioned by Big Tikkuna? When Aaron died, it says that he took off all of his clothing and put them on the lazar. So why is it mentioned? Why is it mentioned that he took off each one at a time? Ma beitin mechap. We know that the big tikkuna. It's actually ma'am shenei adilma. This week's parsha. So Rashi quotes a few of the limuds that we have. The Gemara Zvachem tells us that right, different like choshen mishpat was for the ivut adin, right, for the lack of judgment, people not judging properly. And the me'il was for lashon hara and different things. Different things. The kohanim, the big adim that they used to wear would be mechaper and klal Yisrael. So also the death of a righteous person is going to provide an atonement to Klal Yisrael, and that's a very special thing, that when that person dies, he's going to get the Klal Yisrael get a special kapara. The whole Shaila Nachronim, why do you have to mention both? We already see it from the Mises Miriam. Why do you have to mention another idea of Big Tikkuna? Interesting what the two levels of interpretation are supposed to teach us. So now we're going to learn about Karis. It's important to note that Karis, the Gemara knows, the Torah, that never really tells us exactly what, it just says in Nichos HaNevashayi, right? It doesn't tell you exactly what the punishment for Karis is. So really, Karis has a few different punishments. One of the idea is that a person is going to be Chayav Karis, he's going to die young. That he's going to die young. There's also, based on the Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara tells us that also his children, Rahman Son, will die young also in front of him. And now we're going to see another thing, is dying suddenly is another Bechina of Karis also. Tan Rabbanan, Meis Pisom, if the person dies very suddenly, Zoe Mises Chatufa. It's like snatching him, taking you. It's a sudden death. Chala Yom Echad Umeis, however, if he was able, he got sick for one day, then he died the next day, Zoe Mises Dechufa. It's like a push death, a quick death also. Tosas himself don't say that. I don't understand what the difference is. What's chatufa? What's techufa? What is it teaching us? What's the difference between the two? Tosas leave as they don't give an answer to that. Tosas is very bothered by the lashon of the Gemara over here. By the way, the Gemara suggests another opinion. Chanina Magaliel Meir Zoe Mises Magefa. Someone who's sick for a day and he dies. That's like a death of a plague. Shneimar Ben Adam Hinini Lo Kech Mimcha Esmach Baninecha B'Magefa Uchsiv Adaber La Mebuker V'Tamas Ishto Be'er. So this actually, we've quoted these ideas. This whole Nevuah V'Cheskel was told by Kadosh Baruch Hu that his wife is going to die, and this was going to be very sudden. So it says over there, right, that Lakach Mel and Machaz Nech Magefa, the son of a person, I'm going to be taking this special thing in her eyes, which is his wife, and a plague. And after that, the second pasuk, that, and in the morning, they told that in the evening my wife had died. So we see that, meaning the next day Hashem told him this, that was, that he died. So we see that this, in the Nevuah over here was that it was called a Magefa, and it died the next day. So that's called a Mises Magefa. So Shnei Yamim Emes, however, a person lasts 2 days and they're sick, and they die, Zoe Mises Dechuya. That's a hurried death. Shlosha Ga'ara, third one is a rebuke. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving the person a rebuke. Arba Nezifa, fourth one is Nezifa. Nezifa is like to be put in, like we saw it before, as a type of, also, like a type of, chamta, right? A type of excommunication type of thing. And Chamisha Zoe Mises Kol Adam, on the fifth day, that's already not considered, a specific punishment from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not, there's nothing to be punished for that. Amar Abchanin Maikra, what is the pasuk? Hein Karvoyo Mechalamus. Behold, your days are drawing near to die. And so the Hashem is telling Moshe that his death is coming very soon. Hein is chad. Hein, behold, is going to be one day. Karvu is two. Yamecha is another two more, right? Usually Yamecha is in the plural. It's two more days. So we're up to four. We're up to five. And then that's extra day. It's five total days. So this is alluding to Moshe. Moshe had 5 days left. We just had this. I know there was Moshe bin Azirtai. That's a shayla in a double an Uber year. Which one do we celebrate? By the way, that would be 5 days. So Beza, their Moshe was told this. Hein chad. And came Lashon Yevani calling Lachas Hain. They call the Hain as Achas, one. And so that's why the Greeks, so that's what Lashon over here is reference to of Hain. So we see that if it's 5 days, Moshe Rabbeinu had that. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu is not being punished for anything. So he was the holiest tzaddik we ever had. That's one of the Ani Mamans. I believe Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Navi and the greatest person. So that was obviously not a punishment. So therefore, anybody who lasts 5 days, there's no divine punishment. Meis b'chamishim shana, a person dies 50 years old. Zoi misas karis. That's the death of karis, even if he didn't die suddenly. A person dies 50, and we're going to see even 50 to 60. Before they do 60, is Mises Karis. Chamishim Shtayim Shana Haver, 52 years, or Mises Shmuel Ramsi. That was Shmuel. He didn't die, obviously, of Karis. Shmuel was a big tzaddik. Moshe Bechoana, Shmuel Bechori Shemo. Moshe and Aaron are compared to Shmuel. Shmuel is on the level of Moshe Aaron. He's such a high level of Nevuah. He's such a high person. He only died, the Gemara in Tanya tells us, he died prematurely only because he shouldn't witness the death of his Talmud of Shaul HaMelech. Hashem didn't want him to see that. So, Shishim, and 60 years, Zoe Misas Bidei Shemayim, that is the death of Misa Bidei Shemayim. Misa Bidei Shemayim is a similar thing, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's punishing a person. It's like Karis. However, it's not as severe as Karis. For Karis, you die, and you also die childless, and your children should be killed. You should die in front of you. That's a Misa, that's a Karis. And here, Misa Shishim is Misa Shemayim, which is a little bit not as bad, but still obviously you're going to be punished that you died before the age of 60. I believe the Yerushalmi, I'm trying to use the quote, that the Yerushalmi says, The Yerushalmi mafik ma'aseh min mer, and I think Yerushalmi learns fakir that 60 is going to be is karis, and misa b'di shemayim is worse, is going to be 50. So that's very interesting. Which one is worse? That's a whole shaila. So that like Mark Tzimtzum Amar Zucha Ma'ikra Dichsiv Tava Bekelach El Kever. You should go at a mature age to the kever. So this is talking to Eov, that Eov is going to go at a mature age to the kever. Bekelach, what is the lashon of Bekelach, which is the mature age, is Gematria Shitin Havu. The numerical value is 60, right? If you take two bays and Chaf is 20, so we're up to 22. Lamed is 52, and then 8, the Ches, is going to be 60. So that's, we see the numerical value of 60. Shivim is Seva. 70, the death at 70 years old is considered death in old age. Shmonim is already Gvuros. Yerusha, the age of Gruas, is no longer in natural powers, but only by the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu letting you live. It's considered a very special time. When you're in the age of Gruos, you are 80 years old. From 50 to 60 years old, that's the death of Karis. And the reason why the Brisa doesn't tell us the connection of 56 in connection with Karis, that it seeks to protect the honor of Shmuel Ramsi, who died at 52. So if the Brisa would have told us 50 to 60, it would have left that implied that Shmuel was high of Karis, and Chaz Shalom to say such a thing. He died, so that's why the Brisa just leaves it off that, oh, he died at 52 for the honor of Shmuel Ramsi, but really there is everybody else from 50 to 60 is considered a punishment of Karis. Rav Yosef Kihave Bar Shitin, Rav Yosef reached age of 60, Avad Yomat Haravani made a party. Amar Nafikli Mekaris, I am no longer in the age of Karis because I'm now past the age of Karis. So Amar Le Abayas, Abayas Nahid Nafikli Mekaris Desheni, Deshane, that the years of Karis, however Mekaris Diome Mar Nafik Mar, did you really live the days of Karis of days? Because meaning if you die suddenly, that's also still Karis. You still, so you responded to Amar Le, you responded back to Abaye, Nakitli Me'a Paga Biyadach. So anyways, who cares about at least took half, meaning at least the Karis of years, it's worthy enough of celebration that Kosh Baruch Hu had granted me to live this long. We see over here, the whole Shaila in general, in Hashkafa, about celebrating birthdays. I once gave a whole shir about this, celebrating a birthday is that, obviously we're talking about the Jewish birthday, the secular calendar birthday means nothing to us, but the Hebrew birthday, one's Hebrew birthday, is there any to Bichlal celebrate it? Because we have the Gemara tells us that Nimne V'Gemra, that Shebe Shammai was over Bishilo, and says it was better for a person Shalom Nivra, but once we're born, it's still good. But so his birthday Bichlal a happy thing. So there were those who the Das Torah from the Munkacher, he gave a whole shtickle about this once because they used to make them write like for the governors, I don't know where he was in Russia or whatever he was. They used to make them write like in honor of their birthday. So he actually wrote like a shtickle Torah for them in honor of the governor Kvod Tarasa Malasa's birthday and whoever it was, whoever was in charge, whatever. And he wrote for his birthday and he was writing, why don't Jews celebrate their birthdays? So he was explaining. So he gave a whole shtickle that why the minhag was not necessarily to celebrate birthdays. You see, a lot of the Polish people, they didn't celebrate birthdays so much because it's a day of reflection more than a day of a simcha. But and also Agav, the only person in Tanakh to celebrate their birthday is Paro, right? The Yom Huledis is Paro, which we understand is his birthday. That's when the Sar Ofim, the Sar Mashkim. So that's it's a day of reflection. And it might also be, again, there are those, the whole idea of having a simcha, but we see here though, 60 for sure, the Chassam Sofer already brings this down, that I think he said he made a siyum, and maybe put on a new thing to say Shachayanu, he put on a new garment in order to say Shachayanu, that he reached the age of this idea of the Gemara here, the source of the Gemara here, to make a party on the 60th birthday. So certain birthdays, 60, Gvuros also is a big thing in 80s, to reach the birthday of 80 and 70. Those are times of Simcha, and maybe saying a Shachayanu, that's why you put on a new garment maybe during those years, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for those times. But there is a whole Mahalech, that Lubavitch Rabbi has a very nice piece about this, that a birthday, there's a famous idea. I've heard it b'shem Rabbi Nachman Breslov and also the Alter Rebbe from Lubavitch. So one of them said this. It's a very beautiful idea, though. The big yesod is that the day that you were born, your birthday, is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the world can no longer exist without you. Very powerful and deep yesod. That's a tremendous cause for simcha. That the day you were born is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that the world cannot exist without you. And that's a reason to celebrate your birthday. That is a reason to celebrate your birthday. Agav, the reason I'm going longer than normal is here because on the Chav Tes is like four lines. So tomorrow's daf, we'll stop in the middle of Chav Tes and Beis, and we'll still have plenty of time for Chav Tes. So anyway, so just to mention again, so there are those who celebrate their birthday, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe's whole thing about it, just like at Pesach and Esrei Bechina is the birthday of Klal Yisrael. So when we became a nation, so to every Yachid have their own birthday. The time you're born, it is a time for reflection, but it's also a time of Simcha. In Lubavitch, they give aliyahs to the person who has a birthday. They're very into a birthday, celebrating a birthday. You say Kapitel Ilim, they do celebrate birthdays. And it became although I don't know if we got it from the Goyim or not, but once we're already doing it, we should try to make it Lishma and try to make a Siyam or something like that. I once went to someone's birthday. It was his 40th birthday. It was very nice. He made a Siyam and he had a party and it was very beautiful. I thought that was like Mamash Kiddush Hashem. He invited all his friends and I thought it was a very nice thing. Okay, anyway, back to over here. So that there is a Simcha definitely for the age of 60. That the Chassam Sofer already brings down and he would make a party and he made a party when he turned 60. Rav Huna Nach Nafshei Pisam. Rav Huna died suddenly. Havikave Daiger Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were so scared. They're very worried. Rav Huna, but maybe he was punished. So the Gemara says, Tana lo zuga de mahadayav. There was a pair of Tamid HaChachamim who came, Mahadayav Lachor was a place, and they told them, lo shanu, that this halacha is only Elah Shalogi Lagvuros. If you die suddenly, if you don't reach the age of 80, but if you reach the age of 80, zomisos nashika, that is considered a death by the kiss of Hashem. So dying right away is a special thing, and therefore, if it's over the age of 80, die suddenly, that's not necessarily a sad thing, that a person has misas nashika. Amar Rava, chaye b'nei mizoyene, that a person's life, how the length of how long you're going to be able to live, and your children, and how much parnasa you have, how much sustenance you have, lo b'schusa tamilsa, it's not really dependent on a person's merit, rather, the mazala tamilsa, rather a person's mazal. Mazal is a whole deep understanding, it's your celestial bodies that have influences over this world, how that works, and what it is, and how is that not nichush as a whole, shaila. But ba'etzem, that we do believe in the concept of mazal, the Gemara's machlokas over there, whether tefillah and ma'isim tovim can change a person's mazal. Rava seems to be like the opinion of Rav Chanina, who says that mazal is something you can't change. However, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan says that tefillah ma'isim tovim is able to change. Nothing is in the way of tefillah ma'isim tovim. It could always change your fate. Maybe it's just extremely hard. That certain people's mazel is extremely hard to change their mazel. You know, you have certain people just, they call it shamazel, like that. They try so many different business things. They really try. They have so many good ideas, and like it just doesn't click for them. It just doesn't work. Unfortunately, so those type of people obviously believe that there's free will and they have ability to change things. For certain people, whatever reason, Akash Baruch Hu made it for them that it's harder for them than normal people to be successful in these inyanim. Now the Gemara Rava points out how would he have his proof? Both Rabba and Rav Chista were tremendous talmid chachamim and they were tzaddikim. And Mar Matzei Vaisa Mitzvah, one would daven and the rain when it was a drought and the rain would fall. And Mar Matzei Vaisa Mitzvah, and also again there'd be a drought. And both of them would be able to daven and stop the decree of Akash Baruch Hu to not have any rain. Rav Chista chaya tishim v'tretzishin. Yet Rav Chista lived 92 years, and Rabba chayabim. Rabba only lived till the age of 40. Rav Chista shitin hilulei. Rav Chista was able to celebrate between him and his children, his grandchildren, 60 different weddings. Rabba shitin tichle, whereas Rabba had suffered 60 different losses. What that actually means, he had deaths of children, 60, that's a lot, maybe, in a chanami. Rav Chista simdi lechalbe lomisei. Rav Chista's house, they were fed the fine flour, the flour that's so expensive. He was so wealthy, he was able to give it to his animals, to his dogs. It wasn't even needed. It was so much extra, so much leftovers. However, Rabba nahama desari lenshin lomishtacha. They didn't even have barley flour to people. Barley was animal food, yet they didn't have enough to feed that to people. Yet, so we see that both were extremely big tzaddikim, yet they lived, they had such different fates, because again, a person's mazel, not necessarily a person's merit, sometimes is controlling him, and every person has every different avodas to be working on, and we don't necessarily know the reason why certain things happen, and also dying young also, many of our greatest tzaddikim agav have died, the Rama died at 32, 33, whatever, the Rama died in the Arizal. So many of the great tzaddikim of that we've had, the Ramchal, so many of the holiest people that we're familiar with, they died at such young ages. So that also is obviously they say that their tikkun was done in such a short amount of time. V'yamar Rav and it's less milei boya kamei shemaya. These things I daven to Hashem. Tarta yavili, two were given to me. Chadul yavili, one was not given to me. Chachmusi Rav Huna, I asked for the wisdom of Rav Huna, and he was a chetzos talmud chacham. V'osrei Rav Chista, and the wealth of Rav Chista. V'yavili, they give me wealth and they give me that. So that's one of the things of mazel. Anvasanuse de Rabba Barav Huna lo yavili. However, the humility of Rabba Barav Huna, they did not give me. I was not granted that, so unfortunately. The kasha that the Chornim asks, Marsha asks, is, what do you mean? Kol b'deshamayim chutz mi'ir shamayim. Every aspect of a person's life, the wellspring trade, that in a chanami is in the hands of Hashem, and not necessarily for Adam. However, the anava is totally based on a person's will. So how could Rava daven for humility? So the Marsha explains that Rava didn't seek to have humility just as a matana from Hashem, to just have it as a gift, rather that he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help because it was very hard for him to have this humility, and that was not granted him. You know, we know Abal Atayr Messiah, right? A person is coming to try to work on something, Hashem will give him an extra hashkacha sometimes. Like you see that in your life, that you try to work on something, Hashem gives you the siyata shemayah to get it. You have a Kabbalah, a person started daf yomi. You know, a person started, he didn't necessarily think he's going to be able to start. Baruch Hashem, look, everybody who's holding now, you're ready so far through, about to finish Moed. Unbelievable. So, HaKadosh, you never really thought. You start something good, Hashem is going to help you. So he asked for anova, and it wasn't granted to him that one step. Sometimes we need Hashem to even bring us that one step closer to us, right? We say, Hashem, come first. You have to take the first step. Hashem, come to us, and then we'll come back to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the opposite. Hashem says, right, that you guys should come to me, and that's the argument between Klal Yisrael and Hashem always. But it's very hard for us. If Hashem's not taking the first step, it's very hard for us to do tshuva. It's very hard for us to make that first step in working on our midos. So that's what Rava was asking for. Okay, so now a very interesting Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to talk about different encounters that the Amoraim had with the Malach HaMavis. So we see that the Amoraim had the ability to see the Malach HaMavis. Rav Seir Machud Rava. Rav Seir was his name. He was the brother of Rava. Havi Yasif Kamei Rava. He was sitting before Rava. So he was sitting before Rava, and Rava was on his deathbed. Chazed ha'ave kamin amnim. He saw Rava was about to die. Amar Lay, so Rava asked him, Lema Lay, Mar de lo tzaran. Tell the Malach HaMavis not to hurt me. Amar Lay, he answered Rava, Mar lav shishbinehu. Don't you know the Malach HaMavis just as well as I do? Why do you need me? So the Gemara says, Amar Lay, Rava said to him, Kevan de imser mazel lo ashkachbi. Since my mazel has already been delivered to him, given to the Malach HaMavis, he's already in control of me and he's not going to listen to me. Amar Lay, So then, if that's the case, then after you die, come to me in a dream and tell me whether or not we've been successful in being able to have the Malach HaMavis come. So after that, Rava appeared to Rav Sorim. Amar Lay, Rav Sorim asked him, "Havu lai lamar tzara? Did you have any pain?" Amar Lay, "No. Kiripta dechusa, very little. I had like a puncture for bloodletting, which is a very very little pain, and it wasn't so bad." Baruch Hashem. Rava v'yasiv kameder Rav Nachman. Rava was sitting before Rav Nachman. Chazit to come and namnim. He saw that Rav Nachman was also about to die. I'm on his deathbed. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman asked him, Lema Leimar de Lolatar, and tell them Malach HaMavis not to hurt me. Amar Lei, Mar Lav Adam Chashuva, you're such an important person. Speak to him yourself. You're very holy. You're a Chashuv Neshamayim. Speak to him. Nothing. He shouldn't be able to have control. Amar Lei, Man Chashuv, Man Safia, Man Rakia. Who's important? Who is great before the Malach HaMavis? Meaning that at the end of the day, that a person's importance in the hands of Malach HaMavis means nothing. I'm important over here, but who knows where I am in front of him? So says the Gemara, Amar Lei, he asked Rav Nachman, Leis Chazit Leimar, fine. Come to me after you die. After that, Rav Nachman appeared to Rava. Amr Lei, Rava asked him, Avilei Lamar Tzara, did you have any pain dying? Amr Lei, Kishishchal Benisa Mechalba, like a hair being drawn from milk. I'm pretty sure the Gemara in Brachos has this almost very, very parallel lashon, if not the same exact lashon, with regards to what is Misa's Neshika. The Gemara explains what is because the Gemara has Askara, and the Gemara has, I think it's a Brachos. The Gemara has Askara, and the Gemara talks about the difference between Askara and Misa's Neshika. And Misa's Neshika, the Gemara replies that, like a hair being drawn from milk, there's no pain whatsoever. It didn't hurt at all. That was very chashiv a thing that Rav Nachman had. Ve'i Amr Lei, so Akash Baruch Hu would say to me, Zeal ba'u alma be'avis. Go back to the world you were living in, as you were before, and then die again. Lo ba'ina denafish be'isusa. I don't want to go there because I'm still going to be so scared. It was so terrifying to be in front of the Malach HaMavis. Rabbi Elazar of Ekalchel Truma was eating Truma. Ascha Azalei, the Malach HaMavis came to him. Amar Lei, Rabbi Elazar said to him, Truma kachlina v'lav kodesh ikri. Truma's kodesh. It's usher to make Truma tummy. So, yeah, I'm eating kodesh right now. You can't kill me. Chalfalei shaita, because if that's the case, you should listen to me. And then enechaname, chalfalei shaita, the moment passed, and the Malach HaMavis didn't kill him, and he was spared. Rav Sheshes and Chazilei Beshuka, the Malach HaMavis came to Rav Sheshes in the marketplace. Amar Lei, Rav Sheshes said to him, Beshuka kebehema, you're going to make me die over here like an animal in the middle of the shuk. I said, Lagabi Besa, bring me at least an honorable death in my house, and at least listen to my last wishes to kill me in my house. Similar, Maisa Ravashi is Chazilei Beshuka. Also, the Malach HaMavis came to Ravashi in the marketplace. Amar Lei, Ravashi said to him, Is Arach Le Tosin Yome, wait 30 days for me. V'yajil Le Samude, and I'll review my Limud. Amar said, because we say in Shemayim, Asher Mish Shabalakam No Tamudim, the unfortunate is the one who comes here and his learning is in his hands. So you have to have all your learning. The Pasha says you have to have all your learning in front of you for the Bechina, the Feher, that they're going to have in Shemayim. The Marsha is a very beautiful Pshat. I was taught this when I was young in Yeshiva, which is good. It's good Chizuk, always. Rashi says, "Tamud biyado," literally in his hands, that you're allowed to bring your notes. That if you commit your lima to writing, and you're gonna, I don't know if Rashi goes that far. He says that you should write down things, but they take it further. That means that you're gonna be able to. It's an open book. That if you have notes, if you took notes, if you write down your learning, you take down your gemaras, you write down things, then you're allowed to bring that with you as well. So you should bring that. So you should be always writing notes. So very nice idea from the Marsha. Biyom klasin asa on the 30th day they came before Ravashi. Amar Lei, so Ravashi asked him, "My kulei hai? Why are you such a rush to kill me? Why?" Should have waited until the end of the 30 days. Wait one more day. Kadacha ragle de Barnasan. The Malach HaMavis says, Ravashi is Barnasan. Barnasan is the one who's take over Ravashi's position as the head of the leaders of Babel. And the Gemara says, Vein Malchus lukas b'chavarta afilu kol ha'nema, that one Malchus, one king, is not encroached upon the next, even for a moment. So when the next leader is supposed to die, like Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Yeshua is taking over, you're not allowed to encroach on that even one moment. Davar HaMelech, all those people are not allowed to encroach on the others, so therefore they die at the exact time in succession. Supposed to be that day, so you're supposed to be gozer. It's gozer on you right now, Ravashi, to die right now. Rav Chista, lo avi yachilei. The Malach HaMavis was unable to kill Rav Chista off. The lo avi shasik pumim begirse, because he never stopped learning Torah. This is very similar to the Maisa and Davin HaMelech, the Gemara and Shabbos over there. Salik Yosef Ba'arza Devi Rav, so he went up to sat on a cedar by Rav Chista's house. Paka Arza Veshasak, he split the tree and for a moment Rav Chista was silent. V'yachalei, he was able to kill him. Amesha, very, very similar to Maisa to Davin HaMelech. The Malach HaMavis had to trick him because he was unable to stop learning, and that made him die. The Gemara now continues. Rabbi Chia lo ave mati lemikre le. Rabbi Chia could not approach the Malach Mavis could not approach Rabbi Chia. Yom echad idamele kenaya. One day he disguised himself as a poor person. Asa tarif abava. He knocked on the Rabbi Chia's door. Amar le. He said, Apikle rifta. Please bring me some bread. Apkule. So remember, Rabbi Chia, they brought him the bread. Amar le. He said to Rabbi Chia, Vilav kamerache mara ana. Do you have mercy on the poor people? So ahu garva amai lo kamerache mara. So why don't you have mercy on the person in the Malach Mavis? Meaning that I have a mission from Hashem to bring you to the next world. So don't trouble me and carrying out my mission to kill you. Galilei achuelei shota denora. He then showed Rav Chia a rod of fire, showing that he was the Malach HaMavis. And then eventually agreed to die. Turning on to the next level now, we're going to read the Mishnah. Maybe we'll continue, I guess. Again, we have Chavtes, if you look, is really mamish, just a few lines. We have Chavtes is just a few lines, but Ba'etem, we'll continue now, we'll read the Mishnah. Maybe we'll stop after the Mishnah, because then we have all the whole Amud to do, we'll just have one Amud to do tomorrow. Nashim Bebanot Manas, that during Chol HaMoed, so again, when you have a funeral on procession on Chol HaMoed, women are allowed to Ma'anos, it's like we're going to see exactly how to find Ma'anos, but the type of chanting which is done at the eulogy, and why specifically Nashim? Because they're the ones who generally are engaged more in expressions of mourning. So, you know, usually you hear them weeping more at a funeral, but they're not supposed to, the form of clapping is just, that was a sign of sorrow, or like banging in their chest, that's what they used to do as a sign of eulogy. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Asmuchos Lamita Metapchos. No, those who are near the actual mace themselves, they're allowed to clap their hands together because it would be like covered a mace, and that would be mutter if it's close by. The Tanakhama doesn't make such a distinction. They're allowed to do this chanting and also to metapchos is again a type of clapping, and manos is also this, again a type of eulogy and clapping. They're allowed to do these things in Rosh Chodesh Chana Purim. Again, it's last chomer the Chalmud. We saw that already. That's the shaila. Rosh Chodesh is mamish aser to do any type of hesbedim. Chanukah and Purim also might be, but what exactly type of avelos? That's not clear. That's what we talked about that yesterday. But though during both of them, you're not allowed to do a kina, the kononos. That's more, again, that's more intense. Therefore, it's aser. Once they bury them, you're not allowed to do either. You're not allowed to do maonos, no metaphos. And obviously, kol shekein, you're also not allowed to do a kina. You're not allowed to do mekononos. So the Gemara says, Ezo inoy, what's considered? Inoy, shekulan, onos, kachad, all of them chant together. Kina, what's kina? Shachas, mera, kulan, onos, achareya. One speaks, the others respond after. Shenemar, v'landene, ben asechem, ni, v'isha, rusa, kina. You teach your daughter's mourning, and a woman should be taught the lamentations to her friend, the kina. This pasuk is teaching us, Yirmiyahu, the woman to her friend, implies that one woman leads the other to in the actual eulogies. And Avalasi Lava Omer, and in the future we're going to say, this is a lot of times how people end off the eulogy, because we hope for this, the ending in a good note. Bila Amaves Lenetzach Macha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Koil Panim. Hashem is going to eliminate death forever. Hashem is going to raise tears from everybody. So this pasuk is in Yeshayahu. It's telling us that Hashem is not going to have, it's a shayla exactly, Mechokas in the Mefarshim on Tanakh. What exactly is this talking about? According to Radak, it talks about that Hashem is going to promise Klal Yisrael there's going to be no death at the hands of the non-Jews. And that they're not going to fight. There's still going to be deaths, so according to them, according to Radak, this is something, we know that there's the two, we're going to get to Sanhedrin in the last parakhilek. There's the period of Yemos HaMashiach, and then after Yemos HaMashiach is going to be Tchias HaMesim. Most assume it's two different times. And then, so according to Radak, it's going to be during the Yemos HaMashiach where the Goyim aren't going to be able to kill us. However, others explain that it's going to be referring to that there's never going to be death whatsoever. This is referring to Tchias HaMesim, that there's going to be no death. We hope, Mach Hashem, death is going to be erased and no crying, and that's going to be a time which is after that, which is after Yemos HaMashiach, which is time of Tchias HaMesim, which man will then live forever. So that's what we hope for and we daven for. The Mishnah over here, according to Rashi and the Ksav Yad and the Tosvos, that we want to end off on a nice note to end off safe Seder Moed. The Gemara always talks about we're supposed to be ending off on a good note. This is halacha also with regards to ending an aliyah, ending even the Mishnayos. We end off the whole Seder Moed on a good note. You'll ask, aye, what do you mean? Seder Moed's not ending here. So apparently, according to the Girsa of Rashi and Tosos and all those who say that this end of Seder Moed, they had Moed Katan after that of Chagiga. What we do in the Daf Yomi cycle, really following the other Rishonim, the Rambam, who has in his Perish Mishnayos, who explains the order of all the Mesechtos, he has Chagiga ending off all the Mishnayos. There actually would be an Afkamina. I don't know if and see, you have to look in the Mishnayos and see. But with the Gemara as a concept, we have a Stam and Achakach Machlokas. We don't apply the halachas of a Stam Mishnah. We usually say the halachas of a Stam Mishnah, right? However, we wouldn't necessarily apply that
If you have a halacha of a stam mishnah, then achachach machlokas, then we'll go back to the regular rules. If you have a stam mishnah, let's say in Moed Katan, which is first, and then chagiga as a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and the stam mishnah over here that we were following in Moed Katan, which was first, is going to be the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So then the second mishnah that come up second, we follow as a halacha Rabbi Meir Yehuda, halachas Rabbi Yehuda. You wouldn't paskin like the stam mishnah in Moed Katan; you'd paskin like the mishnah in the later mishnah in chagiga. So it'd be a nafkamina which one is first, because if you have that order, it could be a nafkamina how to understand which is first. It's important to know which Mishnayos came first. That's a very important note also. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with my Amran in tomorrow's daf. Again, we have a whole, just an Amud, because tomorrow's daf is extremely, is like 10 lines long. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up that, and we'll pick up from the Gemara Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.